In a world where being a submariner doesn't mean you'll end up as fish food. In a world where toenails are used as garnish. Nom nom. In a world where the periodic table is actually a sideboard made up of 12 helmets sold at IKEA. These humble octogenarians will count to 10, divide by 9, and multiply through gene splicing on this week's episode of the Siamese herring experiments.
Very good, Brian. Nice work.
Thanks, Brian. I've been working on that all week.
That's okay.
You see that I've got my professional attitude towards broadcasting happening at its highest peak. It's at its zenith.
Yeah.
Zenith's a great word, Brian.
It is.
I remember when you and I used to. We created that word when we were in grade 7.
Yeah.
We were thinking about how we could get about and just confuse the other kiddies with words and phrases that they didn't understand because they were still in grade 2 and we were in grade 9.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we love to bully children, Brian. We still do.
Yes.
And best way to bully people, especially the idiots,
yeah,
is to use big words.
Correct.
Something about more than 5 letters.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that for eons now, Brian. I don't know what an eon is. That's too small a word for me.
Yes.
I'd say ages. That's too small too, Brian. Yeah. I'd say centuries, Brian. We've been doing it for centuries.
Centuries and millenniums. Lots of millenniums out there. Now, I was always impressed with the letter Z. When I was young, yes. I used to walk around and trying to just every word started off with Z there for a couple of years until I started getting a bit of more therapy. And I settled down a little bit to start using some of the other letters of the alphabet. And from there on, it was just onward and upward, Brian.
It was, Brian. I know that you were so fixated with the letter Z that you said you're not going to continue your life until you went to Africa.
Yes.
And I said, why are we going there? He said, because I want to see the Zulus.
Yes, Brian.
And I thought, that's you're really getting really, really positive about the Z thing.
Yes.
And then you wanted to go on a safari,
yes,
to see some zebras.
That's right.
And we've gone, look, I know Barry at the time was very young and unstable like he is now. And we had to pack our muskets,
yes,
and some detonators.
Yeah.
And, my God, we did that Zulu tribe a bit of a hiding. I think seeing you ride a zebra,
yes,
with your Zicatine patches on.
Yes.
And your absolute fetish for xylophones,
yes,
which doesn't start with Z, of course.
No,
but it's close enough. It's down the bottom of the alphabet there.
Phonetics.
We started using any letters after that because you sort of came out of it, didn't you, Brian?
I did. I mean, our tour guide was a great hand. He was a great help back in those days. Luke Zebka. He was our guide. And he was he was a wonderful, wonderful person. He could speak Zulu backwards and forwards. He could ride zebras and he could play the xylophone. And he just made everything tickety-boo with the old Zulu warriors. They ate the rest of our crew, but Luke Zebka made sure that the Brines survived. And we paid him generously for getting us out of that tight spot.
That's right, Brian. He'd only take zekels as payment, and
yes,
you had pockets full of them.
Yeah.
And I know he had a smile on his face. He had a smile.
Yeah.
He had lots of smiles. Yeah. Now, Brian, we must move on from, histrionics and our old school type of thing. We must talk about the current day and age.
Oh, yes.
That is this fascination with submarines.
Yes.
Now, I know you want to call them submarines,
yes,
and I want to call them that too, but apparently people will get confused.
They will.
Because, the submarine is an aircraft. It was built by Johnny Zubda back in the 1940s. We're going to talk about things that go underwater, that explode, implode, and turn things into fish food.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the latest news about this submarine that fell over and ended up at the bottom of the ocean in one piece?
Well, blind Zonny could have seen this happening, Brian. It was, you need something a bit better to laminate your titanium and carbon fiber with than PEX paste. Now, of course, there is a new PEX paste on the market. It's supposed to be triple strength. You can glue almost anything to anything. But when it comes to underwater, your PEX paste sort of dissipates and dissolves in salt water. Brian, I think this was a factor that wasn't factored in to the factoring of this mission. And it's resulted in, well, the death of a few billionaires. Now, I think this is a trend that hopefully will catch on. I like to think that a lot of people with too much money have too many stupid ideas, and this is really going to catch on and decimate the billionaire population, hopefully.
Yes. Yes, well, I think you're right there, Bron. I believe that anything that's as stupid as going down in something that had PEX paste on it, which we all know is it's a great rust preventative. We know that for a fact.
Yes,
but not many people are aware, especially the billionaires, is that the element of oxygen is required to form rust.
Yes,
so PEX paste under the ocean surface probably won't do any more than just give a little bit of a condiment for the fish that eat you. Now, I respect the fact that people want to, give themselves up as a tasty morsel to like a tiger shark or a great zale.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, that's just being selfish. And if you want to be selfish, you might as well be a shellfish or a zelfish. Anyway, I digress, Brian. The thing is that if we get, Zuckerberg, we get Muskie, we get Branson, we get Putin, we get a few others to have some bloody stupid ideas like these idiots, the world will be better, won't it, Brian?
It will be. It will definitely be a godsend, really. We need more inclusivity in this world, and not just on a binary or non-binary or tri-binary or a Z-binary thing. We need more inclusivity, and we need to bring the millionaire class into the homes of the viewing public. Now, to see spectacles like, say, Xi Jinping in a cage match with Putin, or Joey Biden, the world would love to see this. Some more death and destruction. Maybe we could catapult some politicians into the Black Sea or something like this. I don't know. There's a great scope for things with reality TV the way it is, and politics the way it is, and billionaires the way it is. I think there's room. A lot of room for something, Brian.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Brian, because I think you'll find a lot of the billionaires in the world these days are men or espouse to be men. No, they could be, anything, but they, generally speaking, you look at them and they've got maybe a bit of facial hair or whatever it is. If you bring the millionaires into it, the ladies can have a chance of being idiots. I think the men are dominating the stupidity of the world. That's been going on forever anyway. It's time for the girls to step up. Maybe you've got a couple of mil in the bank or, maybe you've got half a billion.
Yes.
Just turn that idiot buddy switch on and say something stupid like, I'm going to go into a can and I'm going to be dropped to the depths. And look at me. Look at me. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
The girls, they're a long way behind the men catching up. They're not catching up at all.
No.
Just about every idiot in the world is a male.
Yes.
I think this is why women want to be men.
Yeah.
Because they're escaping this this absolute projectile of stupidity, which is being an idiot, and you've got to be a man to do it.
Yes.
I endorse the fact that if somebody wants to have their vagina turned into a penis and they want to have their breasts chopped off so they can be an idiot, I'd say they've already achieved that, Brian, in my head. I don't know about you. That's what I think.
They're a long way down the road there, Brian, once you start doing that sort of stuff. Once you start messing with human nature and the the human body.
Yes.
Then there's you're opening up a can of worms. You're opening a can of Submariners there, and who knows where this will end up. Now, a lot of men are going around and professing to be women these days, and that's fine. That's fine and dandy, but I think it's crossing a bit of a line when you are competing on the world stage as a man being a woman. This seems a little bit nonsensical, and I think you're right. When it's a time that the women stepped up their game a little bit, and I'd like to see a lot more women with penises. This would be fantastic. And hopefully we can see this on primetime television, these operations happening.
Yeah. Well, look, I love to think that, you know, like Pauline Hanson, our great stalwart of Queensland stupidity in politics, that she could be an honorary billionaire.
Yes.
Because she's obviously languishing down in the fish and chip shop salary earners of the world, even though she gets paid, well overpaid to be in the Senate talking rubbish.
Yes.
I'd make her an honorary one, tell her she can do anything she wants, and just put it out on the world stage, because she's always been like a highlight of the Australian idiot talk.
Yes.
Along with a few others. I don't know if there's that many women that are that stupid. Peter Credlin, I think, might be one of them. But anyway, we'll move on. There's too many men in Australian politics and generally that are just surpassing them. This is a race that women will never win. They just got no chance. No matter how much money they've got or how much times they hit their head or smash themselves into a windscreen or something, they'll never be stupid enough as the men, Brian. I assure you.
No, you're absolutely right. The odds are stacked against them, and they were born on the wrong side of the tracks, as it were, Brian. But Pauline Hanson, I'm glad you brought her up, because she's a very special case. She's an idiot trapped in a woman's body, and you can see her crying for help. Every time she opens her mouth, it's a cry for help. And I think that if she did have a penis, well, she would probably be a bit more sensible, but who knows? I think she's got some severe brain damage happening there, and it's good to see that a token red-headed woman with no penis and brain damage can be successful in Parliament these days, Brian.
Yeah.
It shows you don't need talent, you don't need brains to be a politician. You can talk absolute shit and still represent your constituencies.
Yeah. And she does it in spades, Brian, or clubs or hearts.
Yes.
Brian, we've got some contractual obligations that we've got to attend to. The first part of the Poo-Poo-Cast, we've been well trained in that we've got to pass on to our loyal listeners the latest goings on at Bungle Jungle.
Oh, yes.
Now we love the jungle. We've been we've camped there a few times over the past 3 or 4 weeks set a few things on fire, and the powers that be love it. They're starting to come around to the Brian's way of thinking, and they're starting to think about burning a lot of the place down and selling some of this ashes as mementos, because a lot of the people who are going in there want a memento if they don't stay. And there's a lot of people staying, Brian.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people living in the Bungle Jungle now.
There is.
And think it's just one of the greatest cultural revolutions that's happened to this country, and every other country in the world will see it and want to do it.
Yes.
Now, Brian, we spent some time on level 7 in the past week, haven't we?
And love level 7.
There's no other level shop thing place in the world that has a things in bottles level.
No.
Now, this is a whole floor of things in bottles.
Yes.
Now, this is a Bungle Jungle at their premium thought patterns of what people really want.
Yeah.
People are sick and tired of things wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
paper bags are 19th century stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But in bottles, yes. You can see them. You can squeeze bottles. If you're really strong, if you can squeeze a bottle fine. And there's a lot of women out there just squeezing hard, and they're doing a great job of it, Brian. They are. Love it.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, I just want to go through a few things that we saw.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a little bit of a list because I know you've actually put it down on a bit of paper yourself. But just for the listeners, this is what I saw.
Yes.
You got olives and they got offal.
Yes.
And all in bottles.
Brilliant.
Oh, several bottles. Fish to human feet.
Yes.
Now, that's a new one. I mean, human feet, if they're going to be anywhere, they've got to be inside a bottle.
Yes. Yeah, now
it's the old days.
It's great to see. I mean, there's different size feet, and of course, different size bottles. Now, this is one of the great things with the Bungle Jungle. They don't just have a set range of bottles; they have many different sizes and makes, from plastic to tin bottles to bottles made out of other bottles. So it's a stunning experience, Brian.
It is, Brian. Some of the bottles aren't even bottles, Brian. They're an additive put together to look like a bottle, but, geez, I tell you what, they're bloody close to looking like a bottle that most people are consumed, absolutely consumed by the fact that it's not a bottle.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing they've got there, Brian, is wood chip in bottles.
Yes.
Now, look, I always thought that wood chip in bottles would be a bestseller back in the 1940s.
Yes.
Now it's come into the 21st century as an overwhelming hit at Bungle Jungle.
It is.
People want to they want wood chip because it brings back memories, memories when they were in prison, memories when they were used to work in a factory.
Yes.
When they used to eat the stuff. People used to eat wood chip, Brian, and they were fully sustained.
We forget this day and age, Brian. It was a tough time when we were children. And a lot of people were reduced to eating wood chips. And as yummy as they were, someone came up with other ideas of throwing them on the garden, which I think is a bit ridiculous. Yeah, but anyway.
It's a waste. It is a waste, Brian. Now, whale brain. So I love the fact that the bottles are so big you can fit a whale brain in.
Yeah.
Those Mickey whales, they're pretty small ones. They're like a test tube. Yeah. But I like the killer whale brains, Brian. As you know, I've always been a big aficionado of the killer whales.
Yes.
Now, they've got fairy floss in bottles, Brian. Now, I actually don't understand the whole situation there, but I think it's probably just to make kiddies a little bit frustrated. They look at it, they want to eat it, but they can't get to it. Now, that's probably a test.
Yeah.
I love testing kiddies out like that, Brian. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, it's a problem-solving exercise, Brian. I mean, it's hard to get your tongue in a bottle and wrap it around that fairy floss. It keeps kiddies amused for ages. It's like watching a cat trying to get a piece of meat out of a round object stuck to the fridge. It's a testament to the lateral thinking that comes with the territory at the Bungle Jungle.
It is, Brian. Now, fetuses in bottles, that's been around for a long time.
You go to Haiti or Zimbabwe or
Rhodesia. But this is something that 21st century people want to have at the home. It's a great talking point if you're having a party, a cocktail party, or any sort of party.
Yeah.
They go from jam to jism, tofu to toenails, sardines to saliva. Asparagus to armpit hair, from tadpoles to testicles and more, Brian. Yeah. It just goes on and on and on.
The things
you can get in bottles. Level 7, the Bungle Jungle, Brian.
It is. It's fantastic. It's great to see that the Bungle Jungle, as innovative as an organisation as they are, they stick to the absolute classics. And your classic fetus in a milk bottle is just something that every home should have, I think. And they actually have fetuses in bottles that actually work as a lava lamp as well, you know, that wonderful 70s hit with the goo that's just flopping about in a glass container. It's got lights inside, illuminating. It's great if you're on acid or have copious quantities of cocaine in your system. Fetuses floating around in this big bottle all lit up is just it's just a new slant on an old classic, Brian. Absolutely brilliant. And that's the sort of thinking that you get at the Bungle Jungle, Brian.
Oh, it is, Brian. It is, Brian. In the old days, the only fetuses you get were yellow. They were the old Chinese fetuses in bowls. But they all come in different colours now.
Yes.
Black, pink,
yeah.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yellow is very predominant still because of the situation. Uyghurs in bottles that are fetuses. Everything you want. If you've got a room, say the size of a Colosseum, you can have the biggest bottle in the world there, Brian, because this is what is on level 7 at the Bungle Jungle. The 100 metre long by 40 metre high bottle.
Yes.
Just stuffed with fetuses.
Yeah.
If you haven't got one of those in your home and you've got a room for it, you're missing out.
You are, Brian. It's an absolute showcase. And if you want a showcase, well, the Bungle Jungle is where to get your showcases, Brian.
It is, Brian. And there's a lot of show on stage too, Brian. I know that just outside of level 6, between level 6 and level 7, you can go to the elevator and there's a puppet show on every day. A Zenith one. As we were talking before, Zeds are taking over the Zenith Puppet Show. It's fetus free, of course. You've got to go to level 7 for that. But if you want to bring your own fetus along, Brian, people at Bungle Jungle will put in a bottle for you. There's not enough fetuses going around, but there's plenty of bottles at the Bungle Jungle that are empty that need to be stuffed with fetuses.
Absolutely, Brian. Fantastic. Can't wait to get down there again, Brian.
We'll go down for lunch, I reckon, Brian. They've got plenty of meat and things in bottles that you could throw on the barbecue and melt it all down and eat it. And it'd be sort of like a youth extraction process.
Yes. Num-nums.
All right, Brian, look, I've got to go. I'm having a haircut, even though I've got no hair in my head. I've got plenty around my testicles, and my barber is, you know what he's like, old Johnny Zapper. He loves playing with my penis, and I've got to go. So, Erden Durden, Brian. All right, Brian.
Catch you next week, Brian.
Well, thanks very much for that. I've been enjoying that total walk down memory lane, even though we only did it last week.
Great.
I'll talk to you soon.
And really, get that hair cut.
Zulu warheads and gates on dozed.
Erden Durden, Brian.
Erden Durden, Brian.